Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&D's for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Jaren's Outpost is a bustling city located in the nation of Goldcrest.
A nation that nobody cared about until the king was slain by a bunch of adventurers.
Unfortunately, adventurers did what adventurers do, and they didn't think of the consequences of killing a powerful tyrant, and they promptly left the citizens of Goldcrest to figure it out for themselves.
For now, Jaren's Outpost is a melting pot of religions,
criminals, politics, and paranoia, with everyone keeping everyone else in check.
But all that's about to change. Welcome to the enhanced edition of Jaren's Outpost.
Alright, I'll head back to the cop shop then.
That's the name of the place. Cops aren't a thing, but it's called the cop shop.
No, it's the cop shop because it's COPPE, like the old cop shop.
The cop is shoppy.
Because you got to cop it.
The shop where you cop the law.
You all reconvene at the cop shop?
Did I do anything with the dwarves?
Oh, right, fuck, sorry.
It went swimmingly, good.
It was great, you're best of friends.
Ha, thank God.
As you approach one of the dwarven ships, it turns to face you. Some balleste on the side of the ship are vaguely aimed in your direction.
I'm like, really? I'm a halfling on an upside-down boat, and you're aiming that at me?
By the time you're basically next to the ship, a stocky dwarf leans over the side, arms folded with a big smile on his face. You actually recognize his face, and Captain DeSilva calls out to you saying, well, what are you doing there, little boy?
Captain DeSilva!
I want arms outstretched like a baby reaching up for his dada. He's like, Captain DeSilva, help me out.
The dwarves lower like a net sort of thing that you can clamber onto and they haul you up.
Oh, fuck.
How are you, man?
Captain DeSilva is as flamboyant as ever. Instead of his regular hat, though, he's wearing some sort of official kind of looking dwarven navy hat. But his, like, clothing is just as colourful as it was before.
Holy shit, Captain DeSilva, how are you? Where you been? Man, haven't seen you in an age.
Captain DeSilva leads you to his, like, personal quarters. You sit down. He probably, like, offers you a change of clothes if you want.
Thank you. I'm very sad. I recently lost a friend.
You are dressed very flamboyantly.
That is good for me. Perfect for sneaking into a castle.
Every article of clothing is a different fluoro color.
God,
that's good.
What are you doing here?
Captain DeSilva explains to you that a couple of years ago, he started working with the Dwarven Merchant Company. He hasn't been home in a long time, he tells you. But he's instead now working for kind of like a subsidiary of one of the Dwarven clans. They offered him a pretty sizable check for his services.
I like that he remembers me. That's all
That's so good. But I feel like Captain DeSilva is also the kind of person that remembers
everyone
he meets.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are like drinking pretty heavily. DeSilva insists. Okay. He tells you it's good for someone who's been wet.
He hasn't changed.
All right. I keep drinking. I'm drowning, half drowning my sorrows and half like, this is
Carl. He seems quite happy.
It's like, I lost a friend, but an old friend.
He seems quite happy with everything. He's like, things are going really well for him. He's, like, been on the up and up pretty steadily. His life's completely turned around. When you first met him, he, like, had one ship. Now he's a Commodore. He's no longer Captain DeSilva anymore. He's Commodore DeSilva.
Congratulations, Commodore DeSilva.
He explains to you, probably, I assume, ask why the dwarves are here. They normally come here around this time every year. They'd heard, or they were aware that the orcs had taken the docks because they saw orcish ships in the dock, but they didn't really know or care what's happening in Jaren's Outpost. They were just there to try and free up the dock so that they could resume trading.
Well, I'm trying to fill him in as much about Jaren's Outpost, just the lay of the land, and basically, if you could help us out, that'd be just great.
Captain DeSilva gives you a very pained expression. Unfortunately, lad, the ships are, well, I command them, but they're not really mine. I have permission to act within a certain boundary, but there's only so much I can do. And we're not allowed to interfere with local politics, and I feel this is very close to local politics.
Potentially, but
I can wrangle you some things, but
all right, well, what can you wrangle me? What can you offer?
Well, we're allowed to fight orcs wherever we see them. So maybe I see some orcs near where the keep is. We fire our catapults. No one's going to think twice about that.
Well, that just so happened because I'm pretty sure maybe that keep is full of orcs.
Whoa. Well, in that case, I think we'd have to shell that place till it wasn't standing anymore.
I think that'd be a pretty good idea. Get rid of all them orcs.
Wow, that's definitely something I'd have to do.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea, Commodore DeSylvie. Just shell that place around about midnight when the orcs would be sleeping.
That might be all that I can do, though.
I think that's more than enough.
All right.
And if you could help me just overturn the boat, that'd be also real good.
Ah, that boat's full of holes. You don't want that one. Maybe we lose a boat.
Hey, we have a boat.
We got a boat with maybe like weapons on it too.
Man,
like,
after so many things bad that happened to you,
you're gonna be scaling that
great.
Wall.
It's good.
You're gonna be scaling that wall.
We will be scaling that wall. About
you'll need a ballista to fire that grappling hook.
Yes, we would need a ballista.
Yeah, maybe we lose one of them as well.
Come
this
on.
Is the most fortuitous part. So it means that bad things are around the corner.
Probably only for me.
Like, you have like another drink. It's getting kind of late. You stumble a little bit out of Captain DeSilva's office.
I'm like, hey, meat pie, you'd never...
Oh, that was so... My heart. Oh, you're breaking it.
I quietly get into the boat.
Pour one out for our homie meat pie.
So sad. Maybe I'll get a seagull this time.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes.
Yes.
A ballista, a smaller one, but one that you can attach a rope to the bolt, is fixed into a boat, roughly so that it can be kind of fired from the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You're given some basic instructions on how to operate a ballista, because you probably don't know how, and just in case your friends don't know how either.
Yes.
They lower two boats down, one with a bunch of dwarves in it, one with you and the ballista.
Oh, thank
meeting
you.
Commodore DeSilva was the Silver. Best thing that's happened to us this whole game.
Yes. And the dwarves row you back to shore. Where do you want to be?
What would be the most strategic to kind of be so we can get there? Would it be
near Teagle Eye? Is where you're like near your strongest allies.
I would say let's go near little Teagle Eye, and we'll go from there.
Can I acquire paper and pen?
How are you going to fuck?
You certainly can.
I would like to write out of eye shot from my eye, looking up, pretend to stab me, and then remove my eye and throw it away. And I'm going to hand it to Leo when I see him.
What is this going to do? Like,
well, then the sabers are like, damn, Greg, I'm faking my own death.
It's good, but we can't want them to confirm.
As if that's going to last.
It'll last long enough.
We need them to attack the base.
Well, we'll wait till after that, but that's my plan.
Although I feel like the dwarves shelling the shit out of it would be enough.
Potentially, but then a dragon might come down. So look, we want a lot of pandemonium is all.
But when the time comes, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
I gotta fake my death from the sabers. Or I just marry the girl.
What do you do?
Then the blood cult still have your soul.
Yeah, well, we'll sort that out. When the time comes, I'll cross that bridge.
So the three of you plus a bunch of hangers-on...
Excuse me, they're good friends.
are finally able to reconvene at your local tavern.
Right.
El Cop Tavern.
Does my eye look different?
Well, what's your original eye color?
Bright green.
One of your eyes is a regular-looking bright green, and one of them is a apt piss yellow.
Do we... even notice his eyes are fucked, or do we not care?
Are you just like alcohol poisoning, I guess?
His piss yellow eye is looking around completely, like, without...
You know what? Can I get an eye patch?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll just eye patch.
Well, no, but if you eye patch it, then they can't see anything.
Sabers are mad at you.
Oh, fuck.
I'll just cast message. It's fine, Adam. I'll cast message and I'll be like, right, that eye, it's not mine. It's the saber's eye.
No, you don't say, Greg. Looks so real.
Oh, whisper is a...
Message?
Message. It's a whispered conversation at a distance, sorry.
So the sabers will hear you.
Could hear.
I'll risk it.
Alright.
Sabers are having a look at everything that I do. Right? So best behavior, boys.
And they're gonna help.
Yeah.
Periwinkle, your practiced bullshit detector is going off.
Oh, so they're definitely going to help us, Greg.
Well, that's what they said. They said for a promise. Understand that as I had my eye taken out, it was under duress. Right?
They said the words, we will help you, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm not believing this, am I?
Yeah, your bullshit detector is like 5-alarm chili calling out that something spicy's going on.
Greg, because we've known one another for, I don't know, 24 hours now.
Right, yeah. I'm going to give you one more chance. I'm going to ask you one question. You just have to give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down because you're compromised.
Right.
If I'm not happy with the answer that I get, I may put you in that barrel over there. Just throw you in the water.
Right, of course.
All right. Did they say they would help
us with our attack?
They did say that they would help, but they didn't guarantee it because it's going to take them a while to get their resources together.
So instead of giving a thumbs up or a thumbs down, I give like that wavy handshake. It's just wonderfully unclear.
All right. I'm not going to put you in a barrel.
Right.
Now.
Good too.
Maybe later.
Periwinkle, can we have just a quick sidebar?
Sure.
I'm going to chat to the cops while sidebar.
Don't arrest him.
Nice day.
You have very little to talk with him about. A lot of them don't like you.
You slept with Goggles' his brother and his wife and his mother.
Same day. Same 4-hour period.
You slept with every day of the week.
Including Thursday, twice.
All right, what do you want?
Right.
What's up?
So we're going to get this weapon. Look, I'm sure that Greg Piss...
I know that you'd have no
reason to... He's definitely going to betray us at some point in the next 2 hours.
I like to imagine you're like, we look Greg Piss, you're like, look, I'm just like eating a pickled egg in front of one of the guys. Be like, yeah, how many can you put in? How many can you put away?
So look, I know you have doubts to where I would lie. I will promise you right now that I won't try to backstab you, betray you, grab the weapon and run. If you agree before you do anything with your weapon to at least meet with Papa Littolo and see what he says.
And if I don't like what he says, I can walk away.
I will try and see if he will honor that. And I promise that I will make sure that Greg Piss doesn't fuck us up. Or at least I'll try and stop him.
I was going to say, can you actually promise us that...
He's a slippery one.
He is a slippery little piss.
You finish the jar of pickles.
Alright, I'm open to that.
Whatever Little Low wants, that's a conversation with Papa Little. As long as I've done my job in his eyes, I don't really care what happens.
He's happy for it to be potentially destroyed.
Yes.
I'm open to a conversation if you promise you don't fuck me over.
Promise I won't fuck
you
over.
And do your very best to stop him from...
Yeah, that's going to be a hard That's gonna be a hard one.
All right, you're all right, mate.
Thanks. Thank you.
Colin sucks you in the gut.
I vomit up a lot of egg that I was just keeping in my cheeks.
Colin,
wow, you ruined the fun, Colin, didn't you? Eating eggs in a crime. Yes,
we're good to go, team.
Yep, we got the boat. Dwarves are going to provide some cover, and the sabers are going to attack the front gates.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Maybe.
The town militia will hopefully also provide you guys some distraction.
Yep. Basically attacking from all fronts.
Yep.
Now, here's the options. Do you want my men to help us break in, or do you want my men to go just smash some shit?
I think maybe half and half split the team. All so, right.
How many are a couple days away from retirement?
Two, both the Thursdays. They're coming with me on the actual real hard mission, right? Because they'll be safe.
Yeah. You gotta look after them.
Yeah.
That's how it goes down.
He's bought a boat called the Freedom.
He's expecting his third grandchild this week.
Mm. That's Thursday T, not Thursday R. Well, we have a map.
You got two maps. A map of the inner area.
Oh, yeah, and a map of the
castle, just hand-drawn from the commander himself of the inside of the castle, where you might want to go, that vault downstairs. There's no map of the vault, just where it is.
All right, we're doing this?
You all assemble out on the beach. It's a cold night. The only sound right now you can hear is the waves gently lapping against the shore. And in the distance, maybe you imagine you can hear the gentle creaking of the dwarven fleet. Suddenly, the dark night is pierced by several bright, fiery lights as massive fire pots launched from catapults on the dwarven ships suddenly streak from the sea up against the walls of the city. They explode in massive fiery balls of destruction, caving away large parts of the wall. Then on the other side of the city, far away from you, you can hear the distant rumblings of people screaming and possibly combat.
Mm-hmm. Can only be good.
Time to scarper, lads.
Let's go, boys.
After a solid maybe 15 minutes of shelling, a part of the wall crumbles away enough that you guys could, if you want, attempt to scale it.
Yeah.
It's only a short climb.
We've got that harpoon in the boat.
The grappling hook gun.
Harpoon gun that fires a grappling hook.
Yeah.
With a solid clinking sound, the grappling hook connects with the top part of this caved-in wall, and you can feel the rope go taut when you pull it. Who's going to climb first?
After you, lads. I'll nimbly climb up.
My theory is I'll send you go first. I'll send two militia behind you. I'll go. No, Greg, you're going in front of me. Then I'm going. Then I'm sending the rest of the militia.
All right.
Leo, you're on the wall. Or over the wall, I should say.
Cool.
There's like a little courtyard there. To your right-hand side are a bunch of buildings. One of them is a big blacksmithy. A bunch of them are storage places. Mm-hmm. Some stables as well. To your right looms the large fort.
Cool. Any horses in the stables? Just gonna scarper? No, it's gonna have a distraction. Ah, clever. Set up to open the like the stables.
You see no horses in the stables.
Never mind. Anything around us, by the way? Like, is there like just like
there's
one,
no people.
One dickhead being like just staring at us, being like, "What
the fuck?" There are no guards on the wall.
No, there were no guards on this section of the wall.
Oh, that's why they're on the other sections where we're running distraction.
They're barely able to keep the walls manned. There's not a lot of people in here.
Right.
If you like scan around the fort looking for any entrances, they all seem boarded shut or closed or locked.
There's
no easy entrance.
Head towards the fort unseen, I guess, or try to be make myself unseen as possible.
All right. Stealthy way forward.
Yeah. And kind of inspect some of the... Did you tell us the map where there might have been entrance for the keep?
Yeah.
Was there a particular entrance we were meant to be taking?
You found no particularly good entrances. You figured that once you were there, you might just scan the place and look for an obvious way in. But there doesn't seem to be any obvious places from where you are. You'd have to do like a lap or just...
try and unlock the door. Lockpick that shit.
Is there one? Rogue? How are they boarded up?
I have an unlocking spell if you want it too, by the way.
Yeah,
so maybe we'll save it for the vault.
Yeah.
The lower level windows have just been bricked up with shittily, but with mortar and brick.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't look like they're easy entrances. The doors all just look like they're barred shut. The large, massive gate that's the entry, the main entryway in, has the portcullis, the crusty metal bit.
Yeah.
Down, and the massive wooden doors beyond it also look barred.
Okay.
Any upper level windows look like they might just be shuttered closed, so very easy to break open, but it's climbing up there as well.
All right.
Next is Greg Pierce, is it?
Two of my guys and Greg Pierce.
You're two guys first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both of the Thursdays, I think you said?
The Thursdays came... So, hang on. Half of them went and did distraction. So Colin, Goggles, Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday went to distractions. So two Thursdays, Saturday, Sunday, and Ian, A-I-M, came with us.
Fantastic.
Wait, hang on. So Saturday, Sunday...
Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Ian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Colin's in the B team.
Thursday, get over the wall. Greg Pierce is over with some difficulty.
And I'm right behind him.
All right.
Got to be on my trail.
Pierce, you fall in among the two Thursdays.
Mm.
Leo isn't anywhere to be seen. Maybe he's skulked off or something like that. Both the Thursdays are just lying in wait for presumably Leo to get back.
Rightio. I'll look around, see if I see any sneaky entrances, any way into the fort from where I am. Any drain pipes? Like, up to the... That's how I get down after sleeping with a man's wife.
There wouldn't be drainage pipes on a castle.
Oh, right. Yeah, not fair. That's just like...
They have plumbing.
Getting down from a window, easy.
With your half orc strength,
yep,
you easily scale the wall.
Damn straight I do.
You're with Pierce and the two Thursdays, and then...
Saturday, Ian. Sunday, and Ian.
Saturday, Sunday... Yeah, they're all with you.
Right. I'm just saying, you can just decide what they do from here.
Because
I can't be bothered trying to be six people.
That's fair enough. By the time that Saturday finally manages to scramble over the wall, Leo, you return, having done a quick circumvent circumference around...
Circumnavigation.
Around the castle.
Mm-hmm. So if I broke through, like, the window of, like, the mortar stuff, would that be able to... Are we then inside? How many, like, layers of...
The main gate has the portcullis and then the two wooden doors. There's a small servant's entrance around the back that's a thick, heavy-looking wooden door. You think that might be the easiest way in if you wanted to break in ground floor.
So you want to go in the ground floor, and then that way we make sure that there's nothing below us to chase us.
Yeah, let's go to the servant's entrance. Sneaking up the back, yeah. Right, sounds good.
So Ian peels off, and he's just going to, like, skulk around the outside and give you guys a heads up if he sees anyone coming.
Cool. I'm going to use my do I need to use my acid flask to, like, break through the servant's entrance?
You could just try picking the lock.
I'll try picking the lock. Fair.
I could throw Greg Chris at the door.
Hey.
I'm very squishy. It's not going to do you any good.
You waste 15 minutes getting nothing done.
Oh, man.
Then you're just like, oh, it was just dark. Another one of the fire pots rockets overhead to strike somewhere else in this little section of the city. And you're like, oh, I was like, it's maybe instead of getting into the keyhole, you were like trying to jam them in the side of the door.
Oh, just the handle.
Yeah.
Just the bolt around the
not
handle.
Not work?
You get the door open. The corridor beyond you is very dark.
What? All right.
I've got dark vision, I think.
You switch to dark vision. Everything turns into black and white, but you can see perfectly in darkness.
I should be worried about?
No, it's not a corridor. It is, in fact, a kitchen or a rear, like, well, probably the storage area for the kitchens. A, what do you call it, a larder?
We're literally in the cook's entrance.
Yeah, anyway.
We're in the downstairs or the upstairs downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have there's no food here right now. It looks like they've been burning through their supplies.
Mm.
Maybe you know where the horses went.
Ah, delicious. I see.
Horse meat is good.
No one's been coming in or going out.
Yeah, that's
anything useful in this kitchen that we could, like, take with us to assist?
Do you want kitchen knives?
Nah.
Not apes.
Well,
apes,
other than that.
I'm good. Punching.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
other than that, there's not a lot, no.
Right.
Leo, you check all the different doors. One door forward leads into the kitchens, and beyond the kitchens, you can see through an open doorway a great hall where feasts are had.
Mm-hmm.
You check another door, it leads to a corridor with a lot of different doors, and another door, so three doors in total, leads to a staircase going up.
Right.
Does any of this look familiar from the map that we have?
So there are a couple different ways you can approach this. You can go through the great hall into the main entryway, and in the main entryway there are stairs going down into the dungeons. But if anywhere is going to be busy, it's going to be there.
Yeah.
But it's the most direct route. Alternatively, you can go to the stairs, take the stairs up, go through an upper landing,
go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a longer route, but you're less likely to bump into someone.
I'm always for less.
I vote
people.
For safety.
All right, up we go.
Yeah. The distant sounds of combat begin to start swelling. It looks like the fighting's getting more intense until you hear an awful, tremendous roar. The roar shakes the entire castle.
That'll be the dragon.
Yeah. And for a brief moment...
Good. Dragons are here.
For a brief moment, the sounds of combat stop, but then immediately resume.
That's good.
That's fine. It's not our
problem.
That's
what we wanted.
Godspeed, column, Godspeed.
So what's marching order here? Who's first, second, third?
I'll be first.
He's in the middle, and I'm close to him.
All right. And then Leo.
I trust Leo. I do not trust Greg Pitts.
A shadow lands behind Leo. Before you're able to do anything, you feel a blade at your back.
Oh, shit.
Combat begins.
Oh, shit. We're fighting a shadow.
You become ventilated.
What does that even mean?
Full of holes, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Air holes.
Air holes make you quicker.
So yeah.
He punctures your lungs, I guess. You have to do the rest of the episode like that.
Then, who was up the back? Periwinkle, were you up the back?
No, I'm in the middle with him. It's Saturday and Sunday.
That's unfortunate for them.
Don't be killing my boys, Adam.
You hear an awful gurgling sound from behind you.
Oh, no.
And you hear Sunday cry out in terror. Turning around, Periwinkle, you see Saturday jerking uncontrollably as a shadow with wicked claws that look like daggers starts slashing out his throat from behind. Oh. Which one was calling out in agony?
Saturday.
So it was Sunday who's being slashed because he can't call out at all.
Oh.
Sunday collapses.
Oh, no.
Sunday!
Oh, shit.
Heal Sunday.
Can you punch a shadow?
Periwinkle, you're shocked. You've never seen such awful, wicked magic before. Unfortunately, you're frozen in place. You'll be going last in the initiative turn. Leo, your quick thinking springs into action.
Do I know what the hell this is?
You have heard of dark magics that can make a shadow sentient. It's possible that that's what this is. The shadow creature is forever linked to whatever it's a shadow of. The person who loses their shadow just gets fucked. Like, no one willingly gives up their shadow.
Man.
Oh. So it's not Aiden's shadow. It's clearly...
Possibly like a prisoner, yeah, has, quotation marks, donated their shadow to create this foul beast.
Do they look like horses?
No, they look vaguely like people.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that this will... If I kill this shadow, we hurt this shadow?
If you kill the shadow, you're going to kill the person as well.
Oh.
I don't know that information, do I?
No, you don't.
Good.
Oh.
Even if I did. Whatever.
Oh, no. I'm just going to be like, I'm so sorry. And then try and stab with the thundering and then not using the venom.
Not using the venom.
Just like, I'm so sorry.
Look, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, man. That's
all. I'm going to look at you. I've got my back to you. I'm just looking horrified at my dead friend and my dying other friend who's... No, he's alive. He's just freaking out. The Weekend Brothers.
The Weekend Brothers. They might not be
such party animals.
They are. No, they live for the weekend.
Learning your lesson very quickly, you jump backwards and you don't hit with your first blade. Your first blade you kind of just use more as like a guard against future attacks.
Nice.
Your other blade, with a flick and a snick, you get deep into the creature's belly. You hear it cry out in agony.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
The shadow disperses as your blade slashes through it. Somewhere deep in the castle, you hear a moan.
Damn.
Got him. Can I cast Lass of Confusion on it?
How many are there?
There's two. Well, one now.
I'll cast it on the one that's alive.
The creature staggers in place on its turn. The creature crashes onto Saturday, making him topple over and fall onto the ground. On Saturday, it just starts tearing, ripping and tearing. Saturday screams and then stops.
At least the two Thursdays will get out of this and be able to retire on their boat called Freedom and Happiness.
No, the two Thursdays charge in. One of the Thursdays is too dismayed to get a proper hit. He swings, but his attacks are like full of fear, not anger or calculation. Thursday R, he does, however, have calculation to his blows. He kicks at the shadow creature, knocking it backwards onto its back, and then stabs downwards once. His blow connects, but he does not kill the creature. It is Periwinkle's turn.
All right. Killed my friend. You killed my other friend.
Can I rip a shadow's head off with my hands?
You can certainly try, my good friend.
I roar real loud, just go for its head and try to pull it off with my big, meaty hands.
Big, beady, meaty orc.
It slashes out at you as you try to grab it, dealing 5 points of damage, but you grab it. You pull upwards, twist. You hear a cracking sound from the shadow, awful cracking sound echoing somewhere from below you guys. And then when you tear it off, you hear another moan from deep within the castle.
Ah, done.
I was thinking that, right, it might be worthwhile our time. Go downstairs, find where that moaning is coming from, kill the others.
No, they're...
Just so that, like, their shadows don't get us again.
Like...
It's easier to kill a guy who's tied up and had his shadow talk than, like, a shadow.
These are people.
That's all I'm thinking.
These are people. They don't know... They don't... They know
what... Are they dead because I pulled that guy's head off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
No, right. No, they don't know.
Kill my friend.
Someone's taken this against their will and made them do something.
Killed my friend.
Sunday is dead. Saturday is on tender hooks.
I can give him a cure. Cure light.
I respect you a little bit more.
Yeah, right. Well, I want to cure the fellas downstairs. I want you to listen to me, not it bleeding out Leo over here. Oh, if I remind you, in the second or first adventure we had was like, let's kill this wizard and take all of his potions or whatever.
But Wolverine
you
style,
don't know that,
all of
Greg
Saturday's wounds heal over as Greg Pierce puts a hand on him. Clerics mutter a prayer. Bards sometimes sing a song.
Fucking sort this out.
Greg Pierce, I imagine, just says, "All right, get up then."
Up, right? Like a little condescending slap on the cheek.
Saturday briefly embraces Sunday's lifeless body.
We'll get them. So we're on the top floor.
You're on the second floor, the first floor, depending if you're in the UK or the US.
We've gone up to the next floor to skirt above where we feel the busy appear.
Yeah.
So can we continue unmolested?
Excuse me?
Can we continue?
Yeah, you can, absolutely. As you move through, these windows, the windows on this upper level, are not all bricked up. So you can kind of see sometimes out through cracks or like out through a window, the night sky lit up by a fire pod being hurled by the dwarven fleet. Every now and then as well, you hear another roar, tremendous always, and it always scares you to your core.
Can we see it dragging out the window?
No, you never see it.
Yeah, what are you?
Every now and then,
is
though,
it coming from outside, though?
It's outside, yeah. You get to the staircase going down. You start slowly making your way down. Oh, does anyone have a light?
I have a lantern. I have a bullseye lantern.
Do you have it lit?
We've sort of lost any kind of stealth because the shadow people got us. So, like, lantern out.
Okay,
there you
cool.
go.
Dumb. By the light of the lantern, you see a puddle of shadow moving along the roof of the staircase towards you guys. Leo, you go first.
So, is it near me?
It's streaking towards you at a rapid pace. Kind of up on the roof, so you could use a ranged weapon if you have one.
I'm going to throw my dagger of venom.
All right, and activate its power, or just...
Nah.
All right. You fumble for your dagger. Instead of your dagger, you accidentally grab your bedroll. And throw your bedroll at the creature. It misses.
Say that, dickhead. Oops.
Greg?
I'll blast the confusion again. That's fine.
Okay. Doesn't seem to have slowed them down, so you don't know if... You don't think it's affected it. Their turn. The single...
How many?
The single mass splits into three masses.
Oh, God.
Which launch themselves at you.
That's not great.
No.
Told you we should have killed the ones downstairs. Right?
That's
what
we're doing. That's what we're heading to do.
Well, been quicker about it.
Greg, I will punch you.
One of them attacks Saturday.
Again?
Yep.
He's behind me.
Yeah, it, like, launches over all of your heads and strikes at Saturday.
It's on the roof normal.
Saturday, however, brings his greatsword up and deflects its blows.
Yeah.
It's slowly fighting him back up the stairs, though. Another one attacks Leo. It's an awful wicked slashes at you, unable to penetrate your defense.
Yes.
After you threw the bedroll, you quickly fumble for your real daggers, and now you're fending it off with the daggers.
Not going to be able to sleep, though.
It's like a fucked up lockpick. I threw a bedroll. These guys think I'm an idiot.
You got a lantern in one hand, Leo. You can drop the lantern, and potentially it breaks, or you could fight with just one dagger.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Throw the lantern to one of the Thursdays.
Yeah. I'll probably just drop the lantern.
Drop the lantern? Highs or lows?
Lows.
I hope it breaks and things catch fire, because that'll make things exciting.
Yes, the stone floorwork.
You're standing at an angle odd enough that when you let go of the lantern, it doesn't really fall. It was kind of already resting on the step below you.
You are small, so makes sense. What? There's not much of a drop.
And one of them attacks Periwinkle.
Oh, no.
Oh, you just raised your eyebrows.
Oh, no, you got critted.
It leaps forward. Without really thinking about it, you engage your bee gauntlets and just like, push them out in front of you.
Yeah,
it launches itself onto your bee gauntlets.
Sucked in, bitch.
It was a look of disappointment from Adam. He'd be like, fuck,
it's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
It's
difficult.
Then it is Periwinkle's turn. There's one of them right in front of you. You can see shadow leaking out of its chest from the wounds.
Basically, it's like through my fists, right?
It's kind of like on the end of your gauntlets, yeah.
I'm assuming I cross them over in a defensive pose, because now what I want to do is uncross them violently and ripping it apart through the middle.
Sure thing.
That's mad. Sick. Tear him asunder, as they say.
Yeah, you tear it apart. It dissipates into the various little wisps that make it up.
Do we hear another moan?
Yeah, from deep below you hear like a death rattle.
It was less death rattle and more
like hey, rattle. If you pleasure one of the shadows, does it pleasure the person downstairs?
We can find out.
And you are a lover, not a fighter.
I am a lover, not a fighter. Saturday kicks the shadow that he is fighting into your back, Periwinkle. The creature staggers. You stagger a little bit as well. And then Saturday yells, duck!
I duck.
He slashes high, cutting the creature in half. It dissipates into wisps.
We high five.
Leo, it's your turn. You're face to face with one.
I'll just stab. I'm like, again, just stab with both daggers. I'm sorry.
I'm just ripping things apart.
I've never killed an innocent man, I lie.
Very begrudgingly, Leo, with like a heavy heart, you kick out one of its legs so it falls down, kick its arm so it hits the wall, pin that arm to the wall, and then with your other dagger, you prison shank it.
Just like muscle memory. Muscle memory. Look, that's the way it is.
Just muscle memory.
You're a violent
stop,
man.
Stop, it's dead. Enough.
Muscle memory. For a grease man for a restaurant.
Two more awful sighs echo from below you. They're all dead. You can continue onwards.
Bye. Am I seeing anything in my dark vision as we go down the... We're down the stairs now.
I picked up my bedroll.
As you're charging through, Leo casually grabs his bedroll.
Just to distract him. Yeah.
At the bottom, you know that there's going to be a corridor with cells on either side of you. The cells would be filled with basically like political prisoners, people that Damien Eaton himself personally hated and wanted to imprison.
How good are these people?
Let's find
out. How good?
How emaciated are they?
Oh,
would it be more of a distraction if we let them all go?
I see what you're saying. You get to the bottom, and as you're moving through the cells, you can see people hunched up. All of them are chained up to the walls. You know, your classic, like, dungeon sort of chains to the walls with their arms. They all look just awful and sickly. They look like they've been slowly starving for quite some time now. There's this awful stench, not just of, like, unwashed people, but people that...
Like, they're basically dead, but
wasting
alive.
Away.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
right.
Gangrene.
Yeah, yeah.
There's maybe 60 people here in total. As you shine your bullseye lantern over them, you curiously note that none of them cast shadows.
So it's doing them a service, really. They're not in a good way.
Are any of them dead?
A couple of them are dead, yes.
Is one of them in half and one of them missing a head?
Yeah, you see injuries identical to those that you inflicted on the shadows. A bunch of them are dead, like, just in other ways, like cuts, abrasions, attacks. You think maybe the shadows are fighting in the fight going on upstairs?
Yeah.
And some of them maybe appear dead at first, but when you get close to them, they make tiny sounds.
They do that guy in Seven.
Yeah. It's basically like a room of that guy in Seven.
Yeah.
Well,
letting them out's going to be time-consuming, and they're not going to be able to help us in any way, shape, or form. But they might cause a nuisance for Eden.
But they are innocent.
All of these people look like... if you unchained them, they would just fall to the floor.
If we kill them, will the shadows die?
Yes. So anything that happens to one happens to the other.
But if we kill Eden, we maybe save these people that the shadows...
I don't think you can reattach a shadow, Leo. Shadow.
You both know a cleric of suitable power might be able to help them.
I think that's very wrong, Greg.
They're not dead.
Where are we finding a cleric of suitable power at this hour?
Losing your shadow weakens you, but it doesn't kill you. These people are weak because they've been kept down.
Tortured and all sorts of
stuff. I'm just going to start unpicking the lock.
There's lots of cells.
There's lots of cells.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go through that door. You guys do what you need to do.
All right, then.
I'm going to leave and open the door.
Can I borrow...
You kind of need him to get... unless you have a ranged weapon that you don't worry about.
Do the guards have a ranged weapon? Like his mates?
Yeah, some of them would have had, like, crossbows and stuff.
I've got bees.
I'm just like, I thought you were a good person, Periwinkle.
No. Don't you remember? Do bad things. For good reasons.
You'll have to pick the lock while they start killing.
That's fine.
Radio, I'll borrow a crossbow from one of the... Oh, you know what? They've got it.
Are my men okay with killing these people? I feel like they would be if they have the same values that I have.
Yeah, the two Thursdays start killing. Saturday seems to have lost his heart for it and hands his crossbow over to Pierce instead.
I'll begin. Go over there with bleeding heart Leo, would you?
I want to use one of my small bee canisters.
You throw it and you kill, like, of the 60 people, you kill maybe 10.
I've got 4 of those canisters, so I use 2 of them.
All right, you kill 20.
Pretty
great.
It
takes
you half an hour to pick the lock, Leo. By the time you're done, they're done.
Door's open.
Don't look at me like that.
I walk through.
But can I just, before he goes, just put my hand on his shoulder and I just go, man in glass castle shouldn't throw stones. And just keep it.
You move forward through further dungeons. None of these inhabited. Some other, like, miscellaneous places as well. At some point, you're passing through an armory or stock.
Anything good?
just mundane stuff for the like guard within here. You guys all have equipment better than this.
So the map we're looking at, are we close to the vault?
Yeah, you're getting quite close. There's going to be a security checkpoint. You're not sure who exactly is going to be manning a security checkpoint. It's just around a corner.
Do we have a sneak around? Because yeah. A fucking ultra self look like Eaton might make it easier for everyone.
I'll have a sneak look.
I don't think you should be doing any scouting because your eyes are compromised.
Yeah, right, he can. That's what I mean.
Leo, you duck around the corner. You see a like a barricade, not a hastily constructed one, but like a properly made one, like several different layers of protection, like places for crossbowmen to sit and defend against people coming down this corridor. The only thing you can see, though, on the floor are shredded bits of shadow.
If we hadn't killed those people, we would be facing about 40 shadow men right now.
It's hard to tell how many are here, but the mass looks big enough for like 10, 15.
Yeah, right. Made a good move.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
That's all I'm saying. Can I just cast Detect Magic?
You cast Detect Magic. The door, the vault door itself, radiates with powerful magic, but nothing else here does.
Yeah, it's all clear.
Do we know what kind of magic the door radiates with?
As you guys are walking closer, Leo, you're able to identify evocation magic, so the magic that governs lightning bolt or fireball, basically a release of energy magic. You're able to detect a faint necromantic aura about
it. Might kill us.
Okay. An abjuration aura. Abjuration alters the nature of things. So turn wood to stone, make something lighter than it should be, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that would be it, the three different types.
Well, why don't I, because presumably it's trapped, it's only able to be passed by, you know, certain people with the right code. If I make myself look like Eaton,
sure. I'll alter myself to look like Eaton. You just...
It lasts for 70 minutes.
Sweet.
While he's doing that, I'm going to give you this spell that I got given by someone that might be handy.
Yeah, how long does alter self last?
I could try and disable it, but let's just see his plan.
Yeah, because then if Greg Piss is dead...
It's all right.
Yeah.
I stand back.
We get back behind the corner of the corridor.
It's like, yeah. Alter self. It's me, Eaton. Let me through.
The vault doors have two massive, like a handle spinny bit, and then six different combination sets on it.
I'm just going to whisper. Like, not even whisper. He's just like, talk to Periwinkle. He's dead. He's dead.
I
didn't know there were combinations, but like, whatever. I'll just go up to it and touch it, see if it responds to my touch.
It feels warm, faintly warm to the touch.
So there's combinations?
Yeah, there are six combinations.
Numerical combinations?
Numerical.
Probably lit a cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah, lit a cigarette, having a sneaky one.
Can I put my ear up to it and start turning combinations? Like, try and hear a click.
Smoke is Leo.
You can.
I like to turn back to you guys, give you the finger, keep going.
You can pick locks, but you're not very good at it.
Right.
You can certainly attempt it, but I'm going to tell you here and now, your character is very well aware that it's probably beyond his ability.
All right.
See what he wants.
Do we tell him that we have the spell yet that opens the doors?
That's right. I could try and have a quick gander at this because it's basically a lock. Like, I could try this, but like, I'm curious to see what happens.
Yeah, me too. Is there anything else other than the combinations?
No, nothing else.
I'll just turn back. Right. It doesn't work like I thought it does.
Oh, you could give the handles a go, see if it opens.
Yeah, go on.
Greg Piss is stupid,
give
but he's not that stupid. I'll turn back to them and be like, yeah, right.
Have you tried turning it off and on?
No, yeah, well, real funny.
Come on.
Get all off right. Your asses. Put that cigarette out.
Finish my smoke and just
whistle on driver. Have a look at the locks. Can I unlock this?
Well, the magical element is a bit beyond you. You can make out a faint line of magical text around just the edge of the door. The magical text is some sort of spell of protection. Mm-hmm. You think potentially the spell might have some sort of effect of if you're trying to open the door and you do not own what is beyond you, the door can tell that. But you don't know what it does.
A Gringotts vault in Harry Potter.
I'll be like,
the door knows if you own what is beyond it, and you're not sure. But you're not sure what it does when it finds out.
Right. What does Knock do, the spell?
It
Does that negate everything, or just unlock it?
It just unlocks magical or mundane locks. It won't get rid of any traps.
All right. I'm going to use the Knock and see what happens. Does the magic change?
We're standing back again.
Yeah, stand back, boys.
You read aloud the arcane spell. The six different combinations spin of their own accord, and one after the other you hear click, 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 and a bolt sliding on the other side of the door.
Right. Still magic?
You can still detect magic, yeah.
So it's still, the traps are all still activated.
Yep.
Cool. Right, door's unlocked, but... This still happens.
Do I think it'd be fooled by my alter self? I assume I still look like Eaton. I haven't changed that.
You don't think alter self will fool it? A use magic device check, which both you and Pierce can attempt. Basically, what you're doing is you're tricking a magical item into thinking something. So easy ones are like you trick a magical item into being like, hey, I'm a wizard, or hey, I'm lawful good. More complicated ones are like, hey, I'm an orc, or hey, I'm Damien Eaton.
Well, I've got 13 in use magical device. What are you rocking?
That's a good question.
Whatever. I'll crack my knuckles. Go up to it, be like, yo, yo, it's me, Damien Eaton. Don't even think about it.
You grab the left or the right handle?
Left.
Left?
Use magic device. Let's see how we do.
You grab it.
Yeah.
And turn it. It tick, 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 clock.
Sweet. Right, that's one done. The nexty. All right.
It's me again, Damien Eaton.
Everyone, it's me, Damien Eaton. Don't think too hard.
In your exuberance, you forget to say it's me, Damien Eaton.
I'm just like, it's me. It's me.
You grab the second one, and when you grab it, it feels impossibly cold to the touch.
Fucked up.
No, you don't let go. You mimed letting go, but you don't.
Fucked up.
Your hands become frozen to the door, and ice starts to come along or starts to chill up your arms.
Someone crack my hands off this. Right. Hey, ow.
Take three.
All right, go over. I grab Greg Pierce around the waist, and I pull until his hands snap off.
No.
If I pull him off and his hands shatter, you can heal him, right?
No, not at all. No one can.
Who's the healer?
He is.
I couldn't even heal this.
Can you heal without
hands? Okay, I'm
going
to say a round has passed while you guys are having this conversation.
I can't
take
even
another point of damage. The ice is
hand back's very difficult, all right? Pry my fingers away.
Use magic item. I try and turn the
thing. Oh, no.
You're Damien Eaton.
I'm so Damien Eaton.
You grab, turn, tick, 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 clock. The effect on Greg Pierce immediately ends, and the door slowly starts to swing forward. Hot tip for those of you playing at home. If you'd pulled at him, I would have broken off both his hands.
I kind of knew that you would have.
I wouldn't have been able to do
I thought
magic,
you could heal.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
You'd have
sorry, I couldn't let you do that, Adam.
Sick pleasure in that as well. Oh, I know you would have.
The vault door opens to a very small, simple room. It's maybe 15 feet by 10 feet. The room is tiny compared to the door that's guarding it. In the room is a table, and on the table are three bags. One of them you recognize as the bag that you were originally after, that the orc chieftain was holding aloft. The other two bags look like they might also be magic bags, but they're not ones that you specifically are after.
Right.
The bags all look similar?
They do look kind of similar, yeah.
Don't you dare.
I was going to detect magic again.
You detect magic? The room detects with no magic. Neither does the door.
I grab the bag that we are recognized from the orcs.
You step into the room, and when you step into the room, you feel like you've walked through a waterfall.
Something weird happened when I walked in. Check it out.
I walk through.
Same thing. You have a feeling like you've walked through a waterfall. And both of you, actually, I should say, feel a little different. Like something's changed. Neither of you look different.
I
it just feels
taller.
It's this nagging feeling that something's changed.
I stay out of the room.
All right.
By the vault door.
Saturday steps through.
I want one of the Thursdays to stay with Greg Pierce.
Both of the Thursdays stay with Greg Pierce. They give you sour looks, Pierce.
I give him a sour look back.
Saturday steps through and he says, I feel fine.
You feel fine?
I felt that weird water thing, but I feel fine inside. Both of you look normal, he says.
Nice.
I don't feel normal. You don't feel normal.
Yeah, so do you want to grab the one we know and I'll grab the other two?
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
You wander up to the table and consider the bags, but you feel it would be wrong to steal.
I don't
Perhaps
want to steal
there's
them.
A better way to do this.
What do I feel?
Same thing. You feel like really bad.
I love stealing.
You, Periwinkle, you look back on, like, a bunch of things that you've done to get here after, like, considering taking them, and you're like, oh, man, I killed all those people.
Saturday.
Hmm?
Try to take the bag.
Saturday wanders up, and he's like, well, surely there's, like, you know, another way to do this.
What's wrong? What's wrong? What's going on? Pick up a bag.
Can you pick up the table? Can I pick up the table?
Oh, yeah, you can lift the table.
Let's move the table out of this fucking vault.
You don't even finish that sentence. You're like,
let's just put it
theft
down.
Is wrong.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
I've got an idea.
That thieving is wrong, Greg?
Never in my
life. If your idea helps you steal, you don't say whatever you're thinking.
Adam, can I mage hand?
Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah?
Before you mage hand, can you try to come in the room? I want to see what... happens to you when you try to take this back. Because I don't want to, and neither does Leo.
Well, what if I go in the room and then I don't want to? Let me try this first, idiot.
Except my mage.
Do you want a mage hand the right bag, I assume?
Yeah.
What is your...
Yeah, you lift the correct bag and draw it towards you.
Right. I got the right bag. I close the vault door.
You do realize the two Thursdays are out with you.
I'll fight them, that's fine. I close the vault door.
We make a run for it.
Vault door.
Oh, Jesus.
I knew it was coming.
I should have broken his fucking hands when I had the chance.
You should have. Yeah. Then he wouldn't be able to do this.
I'm slippery, but
I trusted him in a bad moment where I forgot that Jackson and Greg Pierce aren't the same person.
That's pretty similar. Well, they are, but I wouldn't break Jackson's hands. All right, so Pierce, you put your hands around the vault door and you begin to close it. It's nearly shut. And Leo, if you want, you could try to duck through. But if you fail, you're going to get crushed on the door. And I'm going to let you know you have 5 hit points left.
Do I know if he closed the door, we're dead? Like, there's no exiting this.
Now, on the other side of the door, there's, like, the mechanisms that control the door. Certainly, if it's just a mechanical issue, you can unlock it from the inside.
Can I throw a dagger through the closing door and get him?
Can I be him as the door's closing too?
If you be him, you'll be being your friends as well. These are equal opportunity enemies.
Mm-hmm. Can I throw a dagger at him? Charged.
You hurl that. The dagger slips easily into your thigh, Pierce.
Oh, stop it, dude.
I'm gonna kill him. I'm straight up kill him.
Pierce, yeah, you feel an awful pain shooting up your leg, and then everything goes black.
Oh, God. Fucking damn it.
You're on -1 hit point.
Yes!
God.
Got him!
Damn it.
The two Thursdays, like, grab the door before it closes and pull it back open.
Pull it back open. Fucking damn.
Right. Hang on a second. First off, tie him up. I'm going to use Mage Hand. Grab the other two bags.
One of the bags is too heavy for Mage Hand. You can only get another one of the bags.
All right, grab that.
Do you want one with a red buckle or with blue lining?
Red buckle.
Red buckle? Okay.
Red buckle is a good name.
It's the name of my dad.
So you get the one with the red buckle, and you get the one that you assume is the correct one.
I'm gonna kill you.
All right. So,
does anyone stabilize Pierce, or do you just leave him to bleed out?
I don't know how to heal people, Leo.
Do we want to just so he's not?
You know
dead.
What? Between the Thursday and Saturday, they like stabilize him, and then if you guys want, you can just kill him.
All right. First off, I want to get that other. Like, I just want to get that other.
The blue lining one.
Blue lining one.
We can't steal it if we're in the room. Something happens, it means we can't take stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not strong enough to do. The weird spell thing you do.
Yeah. Can I just, like, can I get, like, a grappling hook?
Uh-huh.
Some rope. Hurl it in.
Lasso it.
Like, not, like, the bag, but the desk.
The table.
And drag the desk towards me.
Well, you're probably not strong enough to drag it, but with Periwinkle and such, you can drag the table so that it's...
Can we then tip the table at the door so that the bag falls out of the door?
The table's probably a bit too heavy to finagle it like that, because the vault door, like, is... big.
Yeah,
one of you's going to have to, like, reach in and just kind of grab at it.
Yeah, we do that. He's got longest reach.
I probably
Periwinkle.
Reach. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go first then.
It's a bit too far for you, Periwinkle, without actually putting yourself into the vault and then not being able to steal.
I've got an idea.
Pick me up.
Yeah, can I hold Leo out?
Then you would just proper be in and stealing is wrong.
Can I just maybe use the grappling hook and kind of grab the bag and push the bag forward? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of maneuver just to be like, I just don't want Damien Eaton to have this.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Maybe it's a dragon.
You miss with your first throw of the grappling hook, and after you've thrown the grappling hook just one time...
And I give it one more try, and if that fucks up, like, fair enough, throw it in.
On the second go, you loop it loosely around one of the bag's straps, and you're able to drag it closer and then out.
So we have all three bags.
There you go.
I'm going to take... the bag that we came for.
I'll put these in my backpack.
All right, and I'll look after this one.
That's just a regular backpack, right?
My backpack, yeah.
Yeah, right. I forgot if any of you had like a...
Nah.
Putting a magic bag in a magic bag is not good.
No, it's got a regular backpack.
Cause explosions.
Now...
Right. Peace.
The only thing that makes me really wary is this is Greg Piss we're talking about, and I'm worried that if we just leave here with him, he will find a way to just...
fuck
escape.
Us.
So part of me is like, lock him in the vault, and if he gets out of the vault, bully for him.
Well, how will he wake up? Will he wake up?
Because he's been stabilized. Eventually, if you leave him, he will wake up. It'll take like a day.
So here we go.
By which stage, we're long gone.
He's got 24 hours.
Like, do we hate him enough to kill him? Is my question.
Well.
Part of me wants to lock him in the vault but break his arms and legs before we do that.
I'm happy to do that.
Oh, yeah.
How you going?
I'll be alright.
Like, you did betray us.
No, like, I like it's fair. Like, yeah.
Like, I'm not a huge fan of like killing people. They like are innocent, but Greg Fist is not innocent. Like, he fucked us good.
You want to kill him?
I didn't not say that.
If we carry him with us, is it going to be really hard to get out of here dragging him with
I'm
us?
I'm saying put him in the vault. Lock the door.
Oh, I'm okay with that. Yep. He gets out. He has to then escape Eaton's castle again.
Chuck him in the vault.
We put him in the vault.
You roll him into the vault and close the doors on him.